when you did so many good things and improved on so many things pretty dramatically in some ways, and then come up short?
Well, it's tough. That was a tough game. That's a tough pill for us to swallow. I thought we had a great 2 weeks of work. I thought we came out here and competed today. I thought our players played extremely hard. Well, offensively, I thought we were able to move the ball. We just weren't able to finish things off. The turnovers affected us. Penalties obviously affected us. And we got to tip our hats to Atlanta. They played it. They did enough to win the game in this game. So that was a good football team we played against. It was a big challenge for us. We came up on the short end of the stick.
Were you concerned about too much time on the clock there at the end?
Well, I mean, obviously you don't want to give them any time, but you also want, you don't want to tell your back to take a knee. We wanted to score. We wanted to try to use up as much time as we possibly could. And unfortunately, we gave them a little bit too much time to get in position to kick the field goal in the game.
The key to being able to intercept the ball, to be able to throw their passing game off at least enough to keep them out of a rhythm.
Thanks. I think we did a little bit better in coverage today, obviously, and I felt like we were able to get to the quarterback a few times. I think one of those interceptions, we were able to hit him and the ball kind of fluttered up a little bit. So those things work hand in hand. We got more pressure on the quarterback today, and we were able to get 3 takeaways through the air.
You think about the team that gave up a 79-yard interception return that could have been crushing, and then to take it right back down the field and tie the game.
This team doesn't have give up in them. They're going to compete, fight till the very end, and we believe in what we're doing. And we believe that if we continue to fight like we're fighting, that we'll get the results that we're looking for.
It's a loss, Coach, but is the competitiveness you showed something to build on?
Yeah, absolutely. We competed against arguably one of the best football teams in the National Football League this year. So we competed against them, but we don't take solace in a loss. At the end of the day, our job is to go out there and win football games, and that's what we intend to do. So really no moral victories, but I am proud of the guys for the way that they competed all the way through the game.
Carson, the pressure he faced today, and kind of stood up pretty well to that.
Yeah, he faced an extreme amount of pressure today, and I thought for the most part, I thought he executed really well. I know he'd like to have that one throw back over there on their boundary, but the guy made a heck of a football play. But I thought our quarterback played well today.
What is to help your defensive line? What do you think of this play today?
Well, I'll have to go in and look at the tape and see, exactly, how it was, but obviously we were able to affect the quarterback a little bit more today.
Abraham, is too much to handle for you guys?
Well, he's obviously a talent, and we had our hands full with him. And we had some plays where we tried to chip him, but obviously whenever he got singled up, he was able to get some pressure on the quarterback. So we'll have to go back and look at that and see what we could have done better.
Did you have a good look from your guys upstairs on that challenge?
Well, they actually showed it on the Jumbotron in the stadium, and we were able to see that the ball touched the ground. Well, at least we thought it touched the ground, so it was worth the challenge right there because it was a big first down conversion, so we decided to challenge it.
The ability to get off the field more consistently in the second half from the defense.
I think it goes back to, time of possession and controlling the clock a little bit more. We won the time of possession battle. We were able to take the ball away. And so, therefore, our defense didn't play an extreme amount of snaps in this game, and they played better. So all those things work together. There's a lot of factors that go into playing well offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. And our defense was able to stay fresh, and they understood the plan. They competed.
Anybody not finished besides Breisel?
Say that again.
Anybody not finished besides Breisel?
Did you guys kind of lift? I mean, they had none so far this year. Then you get that first one and kind of get the defense up a notch a little bit?
Yeah, obviously that was a good feeling, And then the fact that we were able to get 2 more after that was an uplifting thing for our defense, and hopefully we can build on that.
The run game in the second half definitely picked up. What changed? What did you challenge them at halftime?
Well, that was a little bit of our philosophy coming into the game. We wanted to be able to run the football. Unfortunately, a couple of our longer runs got called back due to penalties. So we've got to clean those things up. We've got an outstanding back, and we've got to be able to feature him and give him some opportunities.
Does that do it?
Thanks, everybody.